Good health to all from Rexall. From Hollywood, it's the Jimmy Durante Show. Yes, 10,000 Rexall drugstores who carry the complete line of top-quality Rexall drug products bring you the Jimmy Durante Show with Peggy Lee, Roy Bargy and his orchestra, the Crew Chiefs Quartet, yours truly, Howard Petrie, and back with us this evening, our own Victor Moore. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Rexall prescription for a pleasant evening, the one and only Jimmy Durante in person.
And now for my second number, I'll sing. Lana. Lana. Oh, please, go away.
Sorry, Mr. Topping, I didn't mean to interrupt your honeymoon.
Jimmy, it's nice to see you back so fresh and happy. Tell me, did you have a nice time on your trip to Salt Lake City where you played that big benefit?
Stupendous, Howard. What a reception I got. Why, when I stepped off the train, believe me, I was really walking on air.
You were?
Yeah, the porter forgot to put down the stool. I'm lucky I landed on my head. I broke my fall.
Well, I saw in the paper, Jim, that Governor Moore turned out to greet you.
Not only the Governor, Howard, but the Ute Rangers, the chief of police, and a group of hula dancers.
Jimmy, in Salt Lake City, they have hula dancers?
Sure, with all that salt, they gotta have a few shakes. I got a million of them. But Howard, you should have seen the ride I had from the station to the Capitol. I was riding in the back seat of the governor's open car when suddenly we hit a bump and I found myself sitting on the trolley wires.
Jimmy, you were sitting on the trolley wires?
That's right, and Mr. Stassen, when you get to Utah, don't expect any electrical volts. I got them all in my back pocket.
It's pretty shocking to have a thing like that happen behind your back. But tell me, what happened next, Jim?
The entire... You sneaked that one in. The entire party gathered on the Capitol steps, and what a surprise I got when the mayor presented me with the key to the city. I don't know what lock it fits, but it came in handy when I wanted to wash my hands.
Well, they really rolled out the red carpet for you, eh, Snaz?
That was only the beginning, Howard. And that night, they gave me a tremendous banquet. And in my honor, they served the epicure's delight, goose a la Durante.
Goose a la Durante?
That's right. It was stuffed with my own recipe, consisting of 2 shots of adrenaline, a pinch of penicillin, and 2 squirts of sulfanilamide night.
Oh, Jimmy, tell me, do those ingredients...
You know, when they spell them right, I announce them.
Those ingredients really create an appetite?
It did for the goose. Why, the bum tried to eat me.
Oh, it must have been wonderful, Snaz, but don't you get tired of traveling around?
Well, Howard, a man of my political inconsequences is always on the go. Next week, I'm showing the farmers how to increase their egg production.
Now, how are you going to do that?
I thought you'd interrogate that interrogation. And that's why I brought this chicken with me tonight. She's been trained to lay exactly 1 egg every day. Go ahead and demonstrate, Florence. Thank you, and that's the... That's fine, but... Wait a minute. What a sneaky chicken. She figures if she lays them all in one day, I'll kill her for the rest of the week off.
Well, you really seem interested in the problems of the farmer, Jimmy.
Well, I've always been somewhat of a gentleman farmer myself. Mm-hmm. Why, just yesterday, I'm out in the backyard pruning my petunias and letting a hem down on my early bloomers. When a fatal thought hits my head and I says to myself, what a fool I've been. For many years I only thought of money. For many years I only thought of wealth. Till one day I saw a bee sipping honey. And that bee was a picture of health. If the flowers could do so much for a bee, I wondered what could those flowers do for me. So I decided to get the secret straight from the bees. I went to the nearest beehive, pretending to be a busy little bee, stuck my nose inside the hive, and what happened? One of the bees looked up and yelled, "Take to the hills, boys. It's an ant eater." Covered with chagrin, I decided to learn nature's secret. And what did I do? I buys an acre of good, rich land. Now, commuting with nature and Mother Earth, I'm living a clean life, surrounded by dirt. 'Cause I'm a vulture for horticulture. I spend hours making pretty flowers grow. I go tripping amidst the tulips, spreading pollen with my little rake and hoe. In the morning, I blush with the roses. In the evening, I cling with the vine. 'Cause I'm a vulture for horticulture, and every bud is a body of mine. You know, folks, I love to stroll through my garden at evening tide when the flowers are happiest. What a sight. The black-eyed Susies are putting on their mascara. The boys and berries are flirting with the girls and berries. And the poinsettias are setting on the little points. You know, I've always loved nature ever since I was a little boy. I'll never forget when my father took me on his knee and told me all about the birds and the bees. In fact, he told it so well that now I can't get used to girls. I love to be close to the earth. First, you're alone with a little seed. You plant the seed, and soon you're alone with a little bud. The bud blossoms, and soon you're alone with a little onion. You eat the onion, and boy, are you alone. But nothing discourages Durante, 'cause I'm a vulture for horticulture. The pansies always greet me with a joke. They show affection for my protection. Why, I'll kill the guy who'll make the crocus croak. In the springtime, I gild all the lilies. In the autumn, I paint the leaves brown. That's the same music I used when I was an adagio dancer. 'Cause I'm a vulture for horticulture. But my hate is bringing me down.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall identification.
Did you know that more than 2,000 different drug products carry the name Rexall? That's a big family indeed, and a highly respected one, too. For in millions of American homes, the familiar name Rexall has come to mean the utmost in quality, purity, and reliability. So for any and for all of your drug needs, always buy Rexall. Have confidence in what that name means. Quality, purity, and reliability in drug products. Get them at Rexall drugstores throughout the nation, where 25% of America buys its drug needs.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall identification.
Good health to all from Rexall. And now, as a special cultural feature of the Rexall Show, we are proud to present...
All of me, why not take all of me? Now, what's the use? If anybody was going to take all of me, they'd have to make two trips.
Quiet, pick them all. Because Jimmy will be right back. Jimmy went over to get his suit pressed for his date with Esther Williams tonight, his co-star in that new picture, On an Island with You.
Boy, would I like to get on the beach and cover her up with sand.
Oh, Victor, why would you cover up a beautiful girl like Esther Williams with sand?
I got a brand new pail and shovel I'm dying to try on. But just think of Esther Williams in a bathing suit. Hot ziggity.
You can't say that. I'm Mr. Trivers, the radio censor.
But all I said was hot ziggity.
If you must have a ziggity, it can't be hot. Heavens to Betsy, Mr. Moore, control yourself. I've been censor for 30 years, and all that time I haven't said one naughty word.
Yeah, but have you ever thought of Esther Williams lying on the beach in a beautiful, form-fitting bathing suit?
Hot ziggity! I said it! Oh, they'll flog me for this! You hear me? They'll flog me! They'll flog me!
See, I'm causing quite a stir in radio. I might turn out to be another Gorgeous George. But I think that I should...
Stop the chatter. Wait a minute. Stop the presses. It's the gallows.
What's wrong, Jimmy?
I'm standing behind the screen in the tailor shop, having my suit pressed while I wait. And what happens? Mr. Brown comes in for his green suit. Mr. Green comes in for his white suit. And Mr. White comes in for his gray suit. This confusion gets the tailor so upset, he throws Mr. Green out with Mr. Brown's suit. He throws Mr. Brown out with Mr. White's suit. And he throws Mr. White out with my suit. And then he throws me out.
Well, whose suit did he throw you out with?
Shake hands with Nature Boy. But excuse me for blowing up, Victor. I'm really very happy to see you back again. Lucille Ball was on the show last week, and she asked me to say hello to you.
Oh, yes, good old Lucille. Many's the time we've sat in the moonlight just hugging and kissing, hugging and kissing.
Victor, do you really do that?
No, that's just a little joke I have between me and my arteries.
Victor, you're at that in-between age. Too young for whimsy and too old for kinsey.
Yeah.
But tell me, dear boy. What, Durante saying that, dear boy? That got in there somewhere, I don't know. But tell me, dear boy, how did you amuse yourself during the week?
Oh, I had a peachy time. I went to the beach every day and walked along the boardwalk just eating cotton candy.
Cotton candy?
Yeah, it's wonderful. I ate and ate and ate, and you know something? When I got home, my underwear was missing.
Don't worry, Victor. I'll crochet you a new one out of an old Tootsie Roll. But Victor had an unhappy experience at the beach, too. I hid my clothes under a rock, went in for a swim, and when I came back, my clothes were gone.
Your clothes were gone?
Yeah, and if anybody in Pismo Beach runs across a well-dressed lobster, contact me immediately.
Well, the thing I like best about the beach is that it's really a place for romance.
Yes, I got it.
Take that tunnel of love. Oh, what a time I had in there. I went around 17 times.
You must have had fun.
Yeah, but next time, it's going to be even more fun. I'm going to take a girl.
That might help, Victor. It might help. Yes, it might help. And if you're taking a girl, here's a girl that wouldn't be hard to take. The record queen of the country, Peggy Lee.
In person.
Everybody wants to get into the act.
How are you, little Vicky boy?
Hello, Peggy Pooh.
You know, Victor, the more I look at you, the more you remind me of Charles Boyer.
Well, now that you mention it, there is a resemblance.
Yeah, especially around the Casbah. You may not notice, Peggy, but Victor tried out for Charles Boyer's park in the Arch of Triumph.
Yeah, but they turned me down. They took one look at my stomach and said, too much arch and not enough triumph.
Ah, don't you worry, Poopsie. I love a boy with ever-do poise.
Peggy, it's becoming more and more obvious that your attention is centered more on Victor than it is on me.
Oh, why, Jimmy, how can you say that? I waited for you down at the station when you came back from Salt Lake, but the train was 6 hours late. Was there a bridge washed out?
More serious than that. The engineer got cinders in his shoe, and he stopped at Boulder Dam to rinse out his socks.
Guys, Jimmy, the travel situation is sure gummed up nowadays.
That's right, and I'm going to do something about it. Why don't you sing something, Peggy, while Victor and I plan a tour of the country to figure out a solution of the transportation problem.
Okay, and meanwhile, I'm going to make a small detour myself to the Apple Festival down Virginia Way. I went down to Virginia, and no one sent for me. I went down to Virginia to see what I could see. Well, I found the horses fastest and the guides
made of gold. Why, the civic-minded citizens are all so kind. They see to it you hook a fish on every line. So I stayed down in Virginia. That's how much I've been sold. So bless the day that brought me here, and bless the folks I love so dear. Well, brother, if you ever plan on coming down this way,
you'll find the things are just exactly like I say.
And you stay down in Virginia.
Virginia, you.
So bless the day that brought us here,
and bless the folks we love so dear.
Well, I never thought I'd find a place where I could be as happy as a jaybird in a cherry tree. So I stayed down in Virginia.
Virginia, USA. Here's a 60-second story from the Rexall Laboratory.
This is a story of the green tag in the Rexall Laboratory, which means the same as the green light on a street corner. The raw materials for Rexall products come from all over the world. When a shipment of herbs, for instance, arrives at the Rexall Laboratory, it is placed in a large sterilizing room, after which a green tag is attached to each bale. When the shipment goes to the warehouse, every bale is checked. If any bale arrives without a green tag, the warehouse gives it the red light and back it goes to the sterilizing room. Well, this is only a small sample of the great care Rexall takes with all its raw materials. But it's a part of your guarantee that you can always depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
So for any and for all of your household drug needs, always buy Rexall at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall identification.
Good health to all from Rexall.
Well, Victor, we're all set for our tour to investigate the travel situation. And, Victor, I'm so enthused I even bought you a little going-away present.
You did?
Yeah, and you'll find it in your dressing room under the thingamajig.
Underwear?
Why did you stop him, Mr. Sensor? All he said was underwear.
You can't say underwear on the radio. You just can't mention unmentionables.
All right, I'll change the location of the gift. I'll put it in the desk in one of the drawers.
If this guy ain't careful, he's going to wear out his...
Never mind him, Victor. We've got to investigate the transportation problem. I'm making it a plank in my political platform. Are you ready, Peggy?
Lead the way, Jimmy.
Come on, Victor. We're on our merry way. From the picture of the same name. Let's go.
Any state in the 48 is great. The 48 is great, and any state is a reason we should celebrate.
We ought to celebrate in any location you find transportation. This country likes to come and go.
Some folks ride in a plane or a boat or a train.
We'll see just what they all know.
We've a magic carpet to take this trip. We pull a string and away we rip.
Hey, Jimmy, what kind of a magic carpet is this?
Yeah, it doesn't even look like a carpet.
It isn't, Victor. It's really a bath towel that I bought this morning at an auction. Sorry, madam, I didn't notice it was marked hers. I got a million and a million.
Any state in the 48 is great.
Hold on, men, we're heading east.
Well, be careful, Peggy. That looks like the Atlantic Ocean.
Fellow passengers, we've arrived.
Look at Nantucket, the summer resort.
It's a place to vacation and fishing's the sport.
Massachusetts invites you as their special guest.
It's a place to retire when you want to rest.
By the sea, it's a great place to be.
Nantucket.
boys and see if they'll take it in Nantucket.
Victor, we're in luck. There's an old sea captain who can probably give us a good idea on how to improve the travel situation. Pardon me, sir. My name is Jimmy Durante, and standing there beside you is...
I know. It's a flat-bottom scowl. Hand me a bottle of champagne, and I launch it.
You can't launch me. I dropped anchor 20 years ago, and I haven't been able to lift it since.
Well, now, look, Captain, we're making a survey...
Away with you now, you mangy landlubbers. I'll be having no truck with anybody unless he's a seafaring man.
Well, shiver my timbers, you're talking to a man who spent his whole life sailing the eight seas.
Wait a minute, there's only seven seas. How could you sail eight?
I once took a cruise around Veronica Lake.
Mighty pretty country around there.
Yeah, that's one body of water that don't need water. But I'll never forget the time Captain Moore and I were sailing in the North Atlantic. I was on the lower deck, and he was at the helm.
The helm, you say?
Watch your language. Watch your language, Captain. Mr. Moore is just a growing boy. I ought to be sailing abound in Maine.
Yeah, with the spray in my face, with the waves rolling, with the ship tossing, and... Oh, let's cancel this trip. I'm getting seasick.
Now, look, Captain, do you think if I solve the travel situation, it'll get me elected?
Well, you've got a pretty honest face. Your eyes are like the blue of the Mediterranean, and your chin juts out like the rock of Gibraltar. But you'll never get the vote of the seagoing men on account of your nose.
Why not?
Too many sailors have been wrecked on Cape Horn.
Any state in the 48 is great.
First we went east, now we're going west.
We've got to cover the entire country.
Here we are, stop number two on the survey parade.
Welcome to Kansas City in Missouri.
Right near the state of Kansas borderline.
It's the center of the 48 where everything is up to date.
Especially the steaks are mighty fine.
There's the old Missouri River, see it's gliding right by.
In the show me state, lift your glasses up high to Missouri.
Go on down to Missouri, boys, and remember, down there they gotta be shown.
Here we are, Victor, in Kansas City, the crossroads of the nation. Let's start our survey with this cute little airline hostess here.
Relax, boys. It's Hot Breath Houlihan.
Just what I need for my backyard, a portable barbecue.
Are you waiting for your boyfriend to come in for a landing, Miss Houlihan?
Not what after happened yesterday. I stood at the end of the runway and yelled, "Come on in, baby. Your mama's waiting."
And what happened?
It was the first time the pilot came in ahead of the plane.
Ah, that's the kind of transportation I like.
Say, you're kind of cute, passion flower.
It gets around, it gets around.
Well, we're making a survey. Are you aware of the crowded conditions in transportation?
Sure. Buses are crowded, trains are crowded, and the airlines are crowded. That's why I put on this hostess uniform.
Things are pretty crowded in there, too.
But tell me, if Durante can straighten out the traffic snarl, would you help him get elected?
Sure. I'll take Stassen, Dewey, and Truman and give them all a great big kiss.
Let put them out of the running?
After I kiss them, they can't run. They just sit there like Whistler's mother.
And stay in the phone.
Number spot that all traveling people know.
I don't know where we're going, but I won't tell Victor.
As if I didn't know already.
There's a stop that you make if you're riding by rail. It's Albuquerque, New Mexico. Take a tip, stop your trip. Lots of blankets for sale in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
You won't need a reservation.
Take a look around the station.
'Cause you haven't seen the nation till you've seen
Albuquerque.
Go on down, boys, and try talking some turkey in Albuquerque.
Hey, who are you going to talk to in the transportation industry here in Albuquerque?
I'm going to talk to the engineer of the Super Chief, Victor. Tell me, sir, how does it feel being an engineer of one of the fastest trains in the country?
Oh, it's wonderful. Get up in the cabin, take off the brake, open the throttle, and away you go down the track, 90 miles an hour. Clickety clack, clickety clack, clickety clack. Woo! Come on, go on, go on, clickety clack, clickety clack, clickety clack, clickety clack. Woo! Winslow, Gallup, Hazel, the Cucamonga, Maricopa, Amarillo, Newton, Needle, Stamp. Clickety clack, clickety clack, clickety clack.
Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. I ask a simple question already, I'm in San Badu. Victor, where are you?
I was uncoupled in Barstow.
Well, before you build up another head of steam, tell me, Mr. Engineer, how did the passengers on your train feel about the crowded conditions?
Oh, nobody's minds. Everybody's happy the train's going a long time. I said, oh, clickety clack, clickety clack, clickety clack, clickety clack. Boing, 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 boing. First call from it, boing. First call from it, fast data. Clickety clack, clickety clack.
Wait a minute, somebody kissed me.
I couldn't help it. We were going through a tunnel.
Please, Victor, not now, not now. But, Mr. Engineer, we're making a survey. Tell me, do you think that trains are too crowded?
Oh, no, I love to have my train crowded. A million people starting along at 90 miles an hour. Clickety-clackety, clickety-clack, clickety-clackety, clickety-clack. Now, I'm going faster, 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 faster.
Poor fella. Poor fella, his tongue jumped the track. Any state in the 48 is great.
Nantucket.
Kansas City, Albuquerque.
You can travel north, south, east, or west.
The transportation people say Durante's best.
It's great.
Wonderful.
Marvelous.
Stupendous.
Any state in the 48 is great. Good health to all from Rexall. We hope you're feeling fine. Always call for Rexall, where you see the Rexall sign.
Remember, 25% of America buys its drug needs in Rexall drug stores. Rexall is that large and respected family of more than 2,000 different drug products. You can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall. Available in Rexall drug stores everywhere.
Touche, Howard, and I'd like to add, I do my shopping at a Rexall store, buying Rexall drugs, and a furthermore, hombre algo, he prefers them too. We buy Rexall, that's all. How do you do?
Well, Rexall for tonight, folks, from Victor Moore, Peggy Lee, Roy Bargy, the Crew Chiefs Quartet, yours truly, Howard Petrie, and
Jimmy Durante in person, who says, good night, Mrs. Calabash. Wherever you are. If you want to get in touch with me next Sunday, I'll be appearing at the Los Angeles Police Show at the Shrine Auditorium. Thank you. Good night, folks.
This program was produced and directed by Phil Cohan. Good health to all from Rexall.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.